We are learning Masechta Soito, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We are beginning Mamish, the top line of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We are going back to the crossing of the Yarden, Klal Yisrael's crossing of the Yarden. Bara A, Kama Nisim Nasu Ba'isa Hayoyim. Come and see all the Nisim that happened that day that they crossed, the Eden crossed the Yarden. First of all, Avri Yisrael's the Yarden. First of all, they crossed the Yarden stopped for them, and they crossed the Yarden. Uvola Hagrizim Ulahar Evil Yoisim Shishamil. They reached the Hagrizim Ha'evel in one day, more than 60 mil, which was an ace. Now, even though we saw before, Taisi brought that for Yishalmi, it's 120 mil. So it's a theory. Here's a 60 mil, there's 120 mil. So some of the farshim answer that it means because they went back and forth, went back to Gilgal. They went all in one day. They went one day to Hagrizim Ha'evel and back to Gilgal, altogether 120 mil. And that's why it makes the nace even bigger, because a person usually walks 40 mil a day. So 60 mil, it would be a nace, but it wouldn't be like crazy nace. But now you think it's 120 mil in one day, that's a big nace. And even though they were walking for so long, they were tired out, not one barrier stood in front of them, they were so scared of them. Even though they should have been tired, there was people scared of them. Anyone who stood in front of them, miyad nitraz, right away, had to go to the bathroom, it means. It says in Rashi, miskalkul mirei. How do we know Miskalik Murei? Shunem says in the Pasuk, it says, Mosi Ashalach Fonecha, Vahamoisi Eskola Om, Asher Tavoy Behem. And Rashi says, Vahamoisi is Loshem Mahuma, Ve'irvu Vaguf. It's like going crazy, and the things that you goof mix around the Mashav Vesoychai, and that's why they were Miskalik Murei. They were so scared that they were Miskalik Murei. Va'oimer, Tipa Alehem, and Mosav Fachat. It says also in the Pasuk, such an idea, Tipalei Mosav Fachad, which with Haichi now, that's the Pasuk in the Shira, which Pashtus means from the Kriyas Yamsuf, but we're also saying it's going on the future, that Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu in the Shira was saying, Tipalei Mosav Fachad, that one day all the Malchayam Canaan will be scared of Klal Yisrael, and it's going on this time when they crossed the Yarden, they were so scared of them, even though they were tired out, all the Goyim was scared of them. It says in the Shira, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, and we teach there's two havaras. One havara of the Yarden, and the second time is when they crossed Nahar Paras to go into Eretz Yisrael for the second time, which means by Bayis Sheni. That means after Bayis Rishon they went to Bavel, and then Ezra brought them back to Bayis Sheni, and that's the second time the Ad Yavar. Ad Yavar is going on those two things according to our Gemara. So Zubi Rishayna, Ad Yavam Zuknisa, Zubi Yashnia. The first Ad Yavam Chashav Zubi Rishayna, that's when they went across the Yarden to go the first time for the Beis HaMikdash. The second time is Zubi Yashnia when they came in times of Ezra. Emma Me'ata, Ru'uyna Yisrael Aslam Neis Pekam Bi Yashnia. Be'etzem, just like the first time they went, no one stood up to them. They just steamrolled everyone by the first Bayis Rishon when they came into the Aretz. So maybe after Bavel also, that should have been after Bavel also, should have had this Neis. They didn't need permission, they would just go back to Israel, steamroll right there Israel. But that didn't happen. They needed permission to go back. We know from the king, from the Yavash, and they needed permission, like Rashi says, that Ba'ezin last night Lalis Bizrayav Loy Mishab Malchus. There's a Garam Khatom Shall Yisrael be made by his Rishim Nigzlaim Shall Yalu Elber Shus, Kisiv Mivichem Mikol Amoy. They need Rishus to go across the Nahar Pras into Eretz Yisrael. El Shagaram Chet, let's read inside. Ruhi Yamata Rimois last time they said, Kibirishaino, El Shagaram Chet. Va'achakach, because this is all, this is the nace, we'll go back to the nace that happened that day. Va'achakach, on that day, Heviwa Savonim, they brought the stones, Ubonu Esamazbech, they built them as Bech, Vesadol Besid, and they covered it with plaster. Vakosvalem is called the Rea Torah, Vashivim Lashon. They wrote the Torah on this in 70 languages. And actually, this is a raya, like the Mashal points out to Rab Shimon a little bit, that Rab Shimon holds that they wrote the Torah on top of the Sid, not under the Sid. Here it says clearly, they first put plaster in it, and then they wrote the Torah as the Mashal has a Torah attack for Rabbi Yehuda also. Shadama Beher Eitav, Vahelo Oilus Islamim, they brought Oilus Islamim on this Mizbeach, Vahokhlu Vashosu Vashomchu Baruchu Vakilu. Sorry, I said this, I don't know where I spoke out with Avon Ward. This is all in Har Evel. They went to Har Evel, they had the Brachas of Klaus, and they built the Mizbeach, Sadu Bezid, they wrote the whole Torah, and they broke Kabbanas. Va'ochlu, what? They built the Mizbeach, they took it apart and brought it to Gilgal and stayed in Gilgal forever.
That's they were right after the Yarden, they stopped it.
No, they did right after the Yarden. This is right after the Yarden, the same day. This is right after the Yarden. But they did this all in Har Evel, as part of the Nets. They bring the stones with them. So, Pashup Shad, it sounds like there's a brachas and klalos now. The problem is the Gra asks that if you look, and the Shah speaks this out, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Daf Lam Beis, this Mishnah that was still ahead of, this Mishnah says that they did a brachas and klalos. Then it says afterwards, so clearly, did the bracha close before the mizbeach, and here it sounds like afterwards. So, what's the bracha of a kalu? Zok the guy in the bracha of a kalu means they benched birchas hamazon. Take the word kalu. The bracha means they benched birchas hamazon. The kiplos avonim, they folded up the avonim. Uvo velonu begilgal. Went to sleep. Went back to sleep in Gilgal all in one day. Shneimar vavartem oisom imochem vinachtem oisom bemalon. And put them, take the stones with you and put them in the place where you sleep. Everything will stop they made. Tonight, the place you sleep tonight. And where you sleep tonight? Maloy means every place you sleep, every stop. Maybe you should bring the stones. The Pasuk says that v'tzav oysom le marsu lechem izem etoicha yaradeh mimatzav ragad ekadem, these stones, hochin shteim esri avon, v'avartem oysom imochem, bring them with you, v'inachtem oysom v'amoloy nashat tolinu b'halayla. So maybe it means every stop you make now, they're going to go to a whole, they went there on the whole Eretz Yisrael now, made a lot of stops. Maybe they bring the stones with them at every single place.
Where
to them? I don't know. That's why you need the drashas of Chazal. So it says, but every may become malam. No, asher tlinu bahalayla, only this night. V'chsev, it says not a pasuk. There's never a drasha because you don't know where it ends, that's why you know where it is. It's not the drasha. The drasha is, how do you know? It says tlinu bahalayla. And it says, and where is that place? It says in the next, it says in the pasuk, but it's got actually a pasuk before that. Veshteim esrei avonim va'ela asher lochu minat yardim hakim Yeshua beGilgal. So we see it was in Gilgal. That's the place where it was. It was in Gilgal. Al kaponim. So that's what happened that day. Just to repeat over, what happened that day is they traveled 60 mil. They got to Har Eval, Har Grizim, they said the brachas are klalos, according to our Mishnah, and that's what the Goyim learns like Gemara also. Then they took the stones, they put it up in Mizbech, they saw the Basid, they wrote the whole Torah, and they brought oilers for Shlomim, they ate, they drank, they were happy, then they folded up and walked all 60 mil back to Gilgal, and they put it in Gilgal, and that's what it is until today. Tana, learn to the Brisa. We have in the Psukim in the Torah, there's something called Atzira. It says, it's a pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, at the end of Parashat Mishpatim, that there, you know, Bishlam Advarim, a lot of, you know, people don't get a chance to learn, they're busy in vacation, but, in Parashat Mishpatim, L'chari, that the people, you know, most of Klal Yisrael learns it well, and says there, that there, the Vigamis Atzira, Shalach. It says there that Hashem's going to send. V'shalachti is at Cyril of Fanecha. This is in Parashat Shmot in Perichov Gimel Pasuk of Ches. V'shalachti is at Cyril of Fanecha. V'gerisha as Achivi as Aknani as Achitim of Fanecha. So it says Hashem says I'm going to send you a special piece of equipment here called a tzira. It's a type of bird that it shoots out poison and it kills people. That's what it says. And the Mashal explains that what was bothering the Gemara was that there's a pasuk in Yehoshua that sounds like this tzira was not used for everything. That this tzira, the pasuk says in Yeshua, v'shalach l'fanechem atzira, it's a pasuk in Yeshua, v'shalach l'fanechem atzira, v'tagarish oysom epnechem, shnei malchei amayri. So the question is, it sounds like from Yehoshua that the tzira was only used for two malchei amayri. That's the two kings that were on the east side of the Yarden, which means the Be'ever HaYarden, not in Eretz Yisrael. And on the other hand, the Pasuk Chumash sounds like you're going to use this Tzira to take care of in Eretz Yisrael, to take care of the Malach of Elohim in Eretz Yisrael. So Tana looked at Brisa, Tzira Elohim Avra Imahem. It didn't cross the Yarden. Frank Demar V'loi, V'aksiv, it says a Pasuk, this is the Pasuk that we just read you in Parashat Shpatim, V'shalachti es HaTzira L'fanecha, V'gershu Z'chiv Yisachnani V'eschidim L'fanecha. So it says that it is going to cross the Yarden because it'll come kill all those Malchei Amayri. Or Mishim Malakish, Al Sfas Yarden Amda, it stood on the eastern side of the Yarden, the other side, Bezarka Behem Mara, and it shot into them poison, Besimsa Ineim El Maila, they got blinded on top, Besirsisa Milmata, and they became Sarisim Milmata, Shanem is in the Pasik, Vanoichi Shmati as Amari Repreim. I destroyed Amari in front of you, Asher Goy Barozim Gavoy, they're big shots like a Rozim, they're strong like a Rozim, Vechoysin Huka Aloinim, they're strong like the tree called Aloinim, Veshmid Periyam Yamal, which is going to the eye. That's what it did. So the first heresy of the Gemara is that Erech Hanami did not cross the Yarden. It just shot the poison across the Yarden. Rapapa amar different teretz. Shtei tziris havayi. Chodah de Moshe. One was the Moshe, and that's the one that in pasuk of Yeshua it says Shel Ma'achem Mayri. V'chodah de Yeshua, which is the pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim, that's going on Yeshua's tzirah taka did cross the Yarden. V'chodah Yeshua the Moshe loy avar the Yeshua avar. Moshe's tzirah did not cross, and Yeshua's tzirah did cross. Now Rashi Chumash actually learns a little different. Rashi Chumash says that. Min shara ta'oif, v'hoysa maka oysan b'neihim, amtila b'hem eretz v'hemesim, v'atzira l'ovra as yarden, v'achiti v'aknani yem eretz sichum v'oig. That's what he learns. So he learns it into the psukim over here, really, which the Marshal doesn't like. He says, chiti avada is part of eretz shal ayin the Marshal, but upon him, that's what's coming out, two mahalchim about the tzira. Zogti gemara v'ayta. It says, six shvatim went up to Har Grizim, and six shvatim went up to Har Evel. So we have this in Parashas Re'eh, we have here the psukim, which says, that Re'ei Anoichi Noisim Afreichem, the Bracha on Klala, and then we have it again in Parashas Kisavoy, where there it says which of the Shvatim went up onto which mountain. It says, Eil Yam Dlevarach Es Ha'om HaGrizim, this is the Pasuk in Parashas Kisavoy, Barachem Es Yarden, Shimon, V'Levi, V'Yehuda, V'Yisachar, V'Yosef, and V'Yamin. These are all on the HaGrizim, this is the Bracha mountain. Think about it, these are all the Mizrachvant people. Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, here, Yosef, V'Yamin. There's a way to remember. It's Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, V'Yamin. Those are all in the Mizrachvant. And the other ones, the one that I call it, were Ruvain, God, Asher, Zvulun, Dov, and Avtali. That's in the Psukim, who was on the mountain. Now, in the Pasuk in Parashat Yeshua, when it actually repeats the story of Har Evel and Har Grizim, it says over there, V'chol Yisrael, Zekenam, Shaitim, Shaitim, Oim, De Mezeh, Mezeh, La'orain, Negar, Kahanim, Alavim, Naisi, Oren, Vers Hashem, Kegar, Ke'ezrach, and it says, Chetziov, El Mul, Har Grizim, half war on Har Grizim, V'hachetziov, El Mul, Har Evel, and V'hachetziov, El Mul, Har Evel, Kashiv, Moshe, Eved, Hashem, L'varach, Zom, Vishol, Vershain, it's a Pasuk in Yeshua. So Zog, the Gemara, Mai, V'hachetziov, what is V'hachetziov? Why V'hachetziov? V'chetziov, what's V'hachetziov? The half. Om Rav Kahana, Kederach shecholkim kan, kachlukim v'avne eifoid. Zogt Rav Kahana, the same way we split up the Shvatim in Har Grizim Har Evel, which means we call it the Mizrachvan, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Yamin, and the other side was Ruven, Gav, Asher, Zvulun, Dom, Avtali. That was how they were written on the eifoid. The eifoid had two stones on the shoulder. On each shoulder, two stones. That's how the stones are written. I don't know if the Elam has, we have to check the art scroll Mishkan book, see how they have it. This is according to this Manyama, Rav Kahana holds that's how it was set up. That's how the Shvatim was set up, in that order. Omer Rav Kahana, Kederach Shachulukim Kan, Kachulukim Vavnei Eifed. We're going to see when we slog up Rav Kahana, but that's what Rav Kahana says. The same way it was Kholuk Kan, that's how it was Kholuk Vavnei Eifed. Mesve, when I have a Kasha from a Brysa, Shte Avonim Toyvez, Toyla, the Kohen God, Lok Sevav. The Kohen God had two Avonim Toyvez on his shoulders. Achas Mekan, Vachas Mekan. One on this side, one on the other side. V'shemoyz shneimah shvatim kosov aleim. And the names of the 12 shvatim written on it. Shishal evan zu, v'shishal evan zu. Six on this stone and six on this stone. Shneim is in the pasuk. Shishal mishmoyzom ala evan echos. And it says, v'aiter in the pasuk, v'shmoyz hashishal nesorim ala evan hashen is kesol doysom. So this man the Amadarshins that the second six have to be kesol doysom. Let's read it inside. Why? Which means like this. According to this man, the Yambar, it said on one side, Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Zvulun. On the other side was God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, V'yamin. So it's an order of the Taldaisam, but the only difference was Yehuda went first on the first side. Yehuda went first. Because he wasn't Kesol Daisam. Only his second row was Kesol Daisam. Yehuda was not born first, was written first. Repesh Yehuda Muktim. V'chamishim Oisis Hayu. There were altogether 50 Oisis. Esser and V'chamash al Evan Zu. V'esser and V'chamash al Evan Zu. The 25, we'll count one side. Let's count the first side first. It says Yehuda, Ruvain. Yehuda and Ruvain are 10. Shimon is 15. Levi is 18. Don is 20. Naphtali is 25. 25 on this side. The other side, God Asher, Yisachar Zvulun, Yosef Yamin, there already, it's only 24 if you count it up, because it's we'll do it, God Asher is 5. Yisachar is another 5 is 10. Zvulun is another 5 is 15. Yosef is another 4 is 19. And Binyamin is only five, because it's Binyamin, it's only five. It's Beis, Nun, Yud, Mem, Nun. It's only five, it's only 24. The Gemara's going to ask the Kasha, the Gemara's going to answer, the Binyamin was written Malay with two Yuds, and therefore it's 25. So, Yes, B'chamash Evan Zu, B'chamash Evan Zu, B'chamash Zu. So the first Binyamin's Brisa says, how was it written? Like we just said, basically, Kasol Oysam, the only difference is Yehuda's first. This is not like Har Grizim, Har Evil. Rav Knir Ben Gamil, no. Not the way it was written in Chumash Pekudim, which was a certain order in the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar. That's not how it was written. And it wasn't written either like Sodaisam. What was it written? The way it's written in Chumash Sheni, which is in Parashas Va, in Parashas Shemais, in the beginning of Parashas Shemais. Ketzad, Bnei Leikas Sidron, which means the first one said, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. That's the first six, in that order. And the other one says, Binyamin, Don, Naphtali, God, Asher, Yosef. Because that's what's written in the beginning of Parashat Shemais. In the beginning of Parashat Shemais, it says, Eil Shemais, Bnei Yisrael. So it says over there, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Then it says, Binyamin, Don, Naphtali, God, Asher. And then it says, Yosef, last. That's the way it was written. That's what this Madiyama says. Echad, okay, to Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Rochel, Echad, Mekam, Echad, Mekam. Binyamin first, and Yosef last. Bnei Shvach, is Behemtza. Well, Amani Mekayim Kesod Oysom. So, what does it mean in the by the Eifah Kesod Oysom? Kishmoysom Shekar LaMavim. It has to be like the way the father wrote the name. Veloy Kishemus Shekar LaMoisha, not the way Moisha called them later on in Parashas Pinchas. Where there it says Ruveni. So you write Ruven Veloy Ruveni, Shimon Veloy Shimoni, Don Veloy Don Hadoni, God Veloy Hagodi. Akaponim ad kara brisa voshteit in the brisa. That what is the order of the Eifah? Either it's basically kesedoysam besides Yehuda being first, or it's like it's written in Parashat Shemois, which is Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and the other one starts with Binyamin, ends with Yosef, and the Reish Vachas in the middle. Is that like Rav Kana? No. Tiyufta de Rav Kana, Tiyufta. It's a kasha Rav Kana, and we have an Ataretz. So now Rav Kana was coming somewhere. Rav Kana was saying, it says ve hachetiv the hef. So it sounds like the half, and Har Gerizim says the half, it's master, that half is somewhere else. So that was the writer of Kana, that on the Eifah, they wrote it the same way, like Har Gerizim Har Evel. So what's the Chetziov according to these Mandi Amrim? Well, my Chetziov, Tono, we have a price like this. This is how we're going to answer HaChetziv. Rashi will explain how we answer HaChetziv. Tana Chetziv Shemul HaGrizim, Merubim HaChetziv Shal HaRevel. Remember, HaGrizim HaRevel, very clear who was on each mountain. So it says, we call it the Mizrachvan, Shimon Levi Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Yosef was over there. Shimon Levi Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, not Zvulun. Shimon Levi Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, Yamin. Zvulun went out L'Schayr, he was not on this Mizrachvan. Shimon Levi Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, Yamin. They were on this, on that side. It says, Vachetziov was on the second one. So now, the Brice is like this. Tana. Chetziov Shamul Hagrizim, Meruba Mechetzio Harevel. The Hagrizim side were more people than Harevel. But Pnei Shalevi Lamata, because Levi wasn't on the mountain, he was in the middle. So Frank Demara, I don't understand, they make no sense. Adarav, Shalevi Lamata, Batsu Lahu, which we less. Remember, who was on Hagrizim? Levi should have been Hagrizim. He should have been on Hagrizim. Like we said, it's Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, Yamin. He should have been Hagrizim. We said, but Levi, you know, was in the middle, right? Because Levi and the Aron. So it says that Chetziv Shemul Hagrizim, Merubah Mechetziv Shah Evel. A play, Shalei, don't think of any kashas until you get the Gemara Klar. It says of Chetziv Shemul Hagrizim, Merubah Mechetziv Shah Evel, but Shalevi Lemata. Because Adrab, Shalevi Lemata, Batsri Lehu, to be less. Hachkam, this is what the Brice means. Obviously, Levi Lemata, Bnei Yosef, Bnei Yosef was with them, Bnei Yosef was a lot of people. I could bring a rifle from Psukim momentarily. Akaponim, so what's the Hachetz, yeah? Because the Hachetz is going on Har Evel, not in Har Grizim. So Hachetz is Zograshi, Vahainu, the Koma, Vahachetz, Vahmul Har Evel, Hachetz of Memuach of Hachetz. Hachetz means the last one. And it was less, even though Levi was off the mountain, still it was less. Why? Because Yosef was so much. Any questions, Morgan?
Wasn't
666 then? What? Right. Levi, so we'll see, certain parts of Levi were up there. It wasn't the whole Levi that was on the bottom, only the ones of Roy La'avoda, but certain parts of Levi, Shevi Levi, were on the bottom, which made it less, should have made it less. Terry says, no, Yosef was so much, but it wasn't the entire Levi. There was some Levi on the mountain, the ones that were not doing La'avoda. We'll see, either means that they're over 50, or other. We'll see other pshat in the Gemara later on. Akaponim. So that's how the Gemara answers Vehachetziv. Now the Gemara is bringing a ride that Bnei Yosef were very multiple. Huh? No, no. Har Griz and Har Evel is a pasuk. They always live in the same place. Har Griz and Har Evel is not a machlekes. Har Griz is a pasuk in the Torah. Har Griz says ve'el yamdo al bracha shim and levi yudas. Not a machlekes. Machlekes is the eifid. That's the machlekes. According to Rav Kahana, whatever's in the Har Griz was on the eifid. These two Ma'adi Yomim said no. The eifid were different. Either was an order of Taldeisam, whatever around Taldeisam, or like it says in Shemais. Those are two. Altogether three pshatim. It could be the article has a chart. There's three pshatim, just what's in the eifid, not what's on the hagrizim. Hagrizim the first apostle. Now we're just going to bring a raya.
That holds one by order of birth, right?
Order of birth, but so actually Yehuda goes first in the first one. So it says over here. What? No, they're not. No. Yisrael was born afterwards. The Amtsal was when they gave the shifcha to Yaakov. Then Yisrael was born later. You could count any way the song goes, but this is the way it is. Shenema vaydabru bnei Yosef es Yehoshua lemor madua nesatli nachla goyel echad vechevel echad v'ani amrav. Bring a raya that Yosef was allowed. Yosef went and complained to Yeshua. He says he gave me such a small place. V'ani amrav vayemelam Yeshua im amrav ato. If you're such a big nation, alei lecha ayara, go hide out in the mountain. Go up to the mountain. So this is the lashon of pasuk, and the Gemara explains. The pasuk goes like this: give me one chelik. Explains the Gemara what it means. Go up to the forest. Pasuk pshat means that if you look at the forest from there, it means is go up and fight your own war and get some more land. But here the Gemara teaches like this: if you're so big. I'm worried about Ayin Hara. Lehu lechu v'achbiu atzvichem v'yarim. Go hide yourself in the forest. So tishla b'chem ayara. So no one should see how big you are. Amrulei, they sent back to Yeshua. Zari the Yosef l'shalta b'ena. Yosef has a special bracha. There is no Ayin Hara. L'shalta b'ena bisha. The chsiv ben peris Yosef ben peris ali ayin. And we darshin ali ayin means ula oile ayin. Amravo alti kara ali ayin el oile ayin. They're above the ayin. The ayin has no shaykhis to them. There's no Ayin Hara to them. Therefore they're saying you don't have to go anywhere. I could be a huge nation. There's no Ayin Hara. It does not have any effect on me. Rabbi Yitzchak Nibir is a different makar for this. That Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Yosef's children. They should be multiple like fish. The water covers them and there's no problem. Ayin Hara, ayin ayin shalat esbehem. Ayin can't see them. Avzar sheYosef ayin ayin shalat esbehem. The ayin is not shalat esbehem. Akaponim, we just brought right from here that Yosef was so much, and that's why it says that the chetziv shemul hagrizim was even bigger than Har Evel, even though it was missing parts of Levi, because Yosef was so big. And that is the different pshat of Nagamara in the Avnei Eifayt, and what's the pshat in Ha Chetziv.